Where'd this thing come from?
A pirate ship.
Lock the doors. What is that thing?
Treasure chest.
A treasure chest. I can't hardly see you guys. I think it might have something to do with vacation Bible school that starts tomorrow. Maybe somebody's getting excited about decorating, but... Oh, it's not for climbing on. Do you think maybe we should move it out of here?
No.
Should we move it to the side?
No.
I'm kind of stuck here. You want to see what's in it?
Nothing.
Hello in there. Well, there's an echo in there.
Hi.
There's nothing in there.
Jesus.
What? Wow, you guys are so smart. Watch your fingers. We're going to go ahead and close it. Wow. I think we should move it over to the side because I'll be tripping over it all through church. Who would like to help me move this thing?
Me.
Let's see here. Oh, wait, put it down. Hold on. Madden, could you help me? Arlo, could you help me? Could you help me? Everyone else, could you guys back up so they can help me? Go ahead and back up. Go ahead and grab hold. Madden, do you want to help? Everybody else move because we're going to slide it right over there. I'll come out. I know you can. Oh. Just the ones I asked, please. Just the ones I asked. You guys are rock stars. You going to come up and help Madden? Come on up. You want to give that thing a push? Look at you go, Arlo. Man, look at that. Right there. Is that perfect? I think that is perfect. Nice work. Give me five. Give me five for volunteering. Good job. Give me five for volunteering. Good job. Go ahead and have a seat. Teddy, come on back here. Come on. I noticed that a lot of you guys volunteered. Nice work. Did you find it kind of weird that I didn't ask you big, strong guys to carry it? Did it seem interesting or different that I asked the smaller ones? I did that on purpose. Why? So you would ask why. Good job. In our Bible reading today, Jesus was calling his disciples, guys that were going to help him in his ministry. And he didn't call the ones that were the most important, the ones that were really doing great things, the ones that everybody loved. In fact, he called someone that nobody really liked. He called Matthew today. He was a tax collector, and a lot of people figured that they were the worst sinners at all. And a Pharisee even asked, why did Jesus choose Matthew? He's a sinner, and he's hanging out with his friends and even having supper with them. But Jesus wanted to know that it's not about how important you think you are. He came so that he could save people who know that they need him. Matthew knew that he needed Jesus. Does Jesus love you guys?
Yeah.
He does. Where does he live?
In our heart.
He lives in heaven and he lives in your heart, doesn't he? Is that a lot of love?
Yeah, he lives everywhere.
And it's hard to believe, but some folks like that Pharisee, they didn't believe that. They didn't think Jesus was in their heart, so he wasn't. But Jesus came to help those, even the ones that they called sinners, to know that God loves them. Is that a pretty cool deal? Just like he loves you guys. You guys did so good with that. Thanks for volunteering. Should we pray? Should we talk to him? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you that you have saved them, that you've called them by name. Lord, we thank you that, as they grow bigger and stronger, we thank you for that. We also ask that as they do grow bigger and stronger, that you would help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. We pray all these things trusting in Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Yeah.